This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so here we are. The GOP dust is settling, has settled, I suppose. Cruz and Kasich are out of the race, so we are down to one. One for our purposes today. Big question. Given the state of things, where is all the Republican money going to go? Marketplace's Sabri Benishor gets us going.
Big donors, really, really big donors who can write $10 million checks, they're not necessarily trying to buy access.
You don't have to give very much to get access.
Bert Johnson chairs the political science department at Middlebury.
Large donors tend to donate for ideological reasons.
Trump is not an ideological purist, and that makes large donors suspicious, says Johnson. And Trump's rhetoric has been a turnoff for some heavyweight donors. Here's Charles Koch speaking to ABC's This Week.
I don't know how we could support him.
I wouldn't be surprised if Koch was the tip of the iceberg on this.
Professor Johnson at Middlebury again there. So what's a mega donor to do? One option for the partisan donor is moving down ballot. Stan Collender is with MSL Group, a large public affairs firm.
Saving the House and Senate. Right now, it looks like Republicans will lose control of the Senate and lose maybe 10 or 15 seats in the House.
That is plenty to gin up the Republican money machine, says Anthony Corrado, professor of government at Colby College.
So we're still going to see lots of large donations.
Just not so much focusing on Trump directly.
Super PACs already have spent three times more than they did in 2012 to this point and raised four or five times more.
$75 million alone went to the anti-Trump effort, but the biggest super PACs haven't even started spending yet. So under no circumstances does Trump malaise mean there will be less money in this election.
I mean, it would not surprise me at all if we see $4 billion spent on the presidential race before it's all over.
Twice as much as last time. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.